Chad's president, Idriss Déby, signed a peace accord with rebel faction leader Mahamat Noor in Libya on Sunday. Noor's forces raided the capital, Djamena, in April. The deal calls for them to be integrated into the national army. The government and the rebel groups involved in the accord say they will end military and media campaigns against each other. They say they will also release each other's prisoners and grant amnesty to fighters on both sides. Members of other rebel groups have rejected calls to join the agreement. Mikaela Ngebla is a Dakar-based spokesman for a rebel group known as the UFDD.
Écoutez, on ne peut pas discuter avec le gouvernement tchadien parce que le gouvernement tchadien a toujours lui-même verrouillé tout.
Ngebla says he is not interested in dealing with Mr. Déby's government because he does not consider it legitimate. He says any negotiations with Mr. Déby should involve international groups such as the United Nations and the African Union. On Monday, two rebel groups known as the UFDD and the RAFD formed a coalition to unite their forces under a central command. The two groups have stepped up their attacks on government troops in recent months. Rebels say they have taken up arms because there is no room for political opposition. President Déby came to power in 1990 as part of a rebel movement. He was later elected in polls that were widely viewed as rigged. Chad has accused Sudan of backing the rebels, a charge officials in Khartoum have denied. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。